Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello, welcome back to High Rollers for a mini-series set 3 years after our previous campaign, Lightfall. This series is partnered with Wizards of the Coast and takes place in the brand new campaign module, Baldur's Gate Descent into Avernus, to rescue an old friend under the command of Asmodeus. So let's continue our adventure in the Ironclad to make good on our deal with the Incubus.
Welcome to High Rollers, Lightfall's Descent. Welcome, D&D friends. Thank you, Rivals of Waterdeep, who are on just before us. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
One of our players is just in the bathroom.
He's a taco.
That's his luck dinner. I really hope he doesn't eat that on stream.
He will.
I really hope he doesn't. Welcome back. We are the High Rollers crew. We stream every Sunday, 5 p.m. normally, over on our Twitch channel, which is all the information's all in chat and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
We are in hell.
We're in hell.
Literally in hell.
This is hell.
I love it.
If you're not familiar, if you're brand new to the stream, we are playing through a high-level mini-series. So we're doing 10 episodes based on our original streamed campaign's characters. So all the characters are level 15. They're characters that were played in our original campaign story that we did online here on Twitch.
Lightfall, yeah.
And called Lightfall. And the idea, the concept is our players are attempting to locate the soul contract of one of their comrades, a drow warlock called Trelemar Alith. They have traveled through into various demiplanes. They've traveled along the River Styx. And they have made their way to a place in Avernus called the Ironclad. And the Ironclad is a giant war machine that was beached on the sides of the River Styx and now serves as a sort of transportation hub and outpost for the legions of Asmodeus.
Yeah.
And this whole campaign is obviously brought to you by Baldur's Gate, Descent into Avernus, which is coming very, very soon, which I'm sure you've heard a lot about here on the D&D channel. Mm. But last time we played, you guys had made your way to the Ironclad and had been very promptly singled out by the devils that lived here.
We might and look they had, a little bit like we don't belong.
Yeah, they attempted to grab you, thinking that you might be potential prisoners or sacrifices that they could use. Combat did ensue, you escaped and fled into a shop, which was being protected by a humanoid-looking fellow who introduced himself as Alucardian, that you have since learned is an incubus in the service of somebody called Lorcan.
Yeah.
Who serves... We need to host the High Rolls on Twitch, so we're going to do that. And you learned that he has basically made you a deal. He's made you the first of many deals that I'm sure we will make. In that, in exchange for safety here in the Ironclad, and, well, free passage more, like moving around unaccosted, you will perform a service for him and his master, Lorcan. Yeah. And that service is you are to place a scroll within the quarters of the captain of the Ironclad, or the commander of this port, who is a blue Abishai called Ezekai. And an Abishai is a dragon devil that works for both Tiamat and Asmodeus. And you have agreed to place a scroll in his quarters that will serve a greater purpose in framing up the captain as disloyal to Asmodeus.
Yeah.
You have gained the service of two imps called Blip and Blap, who have been loaned to you for the purposes of this task. You have a couple of days to complete it, and the general consensus is if you are caught and reveal information of who you're working for, Cam Buckland's soul is forfeit.
Lol.
Easy.
If they catch up to him.
If they catch up to him.
Yeah.
In the blasted, endless wastelands of Avernus.
Yeah.
So, I'm curious, sure. What would that mean? Like, what does that mean?
We don't know.
What does it mean to just have a soul just...
Does Juto know?
I mean, it happened to Trill.
Just happened as a player.
Yeah.
It was like
let's find out together.
Yeah.
It just happened.
Yeah, let's find out.
Let's find
what
out.
What could that mean?
On this magical adventure.
Yeah. I mean, as far as you're all concerned, the only devil contract you've ever really witnessed was Trelemar agreed something and then vanished in a puff of smoke. Mm. And now he's apparently some sort of hell knight in the service of Asmodeus.
Just living his best life.
You did learn a little bit more of information. You were contacted by a tiefling called Silvera Sykes, who is the one who actually brought you information about Trell's contract. Mm-hmm. And she told you a couple of key pieces of information via a sending spell. She sent you a message which read, I'm going to read it out if I can find it.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
How's hell?
Oh, my God.
Limited message, information gained. Trelemar's soul given to Zariel. Unlikely she still holds. Options, find Lulu the Holifant, find the ledgers of Zarlan Runescourge, Silvera. You know who Zariel is. It's been told to you. She is the archdevil of Avernus, the ruler of this plane of hell. She was a fallen angel who is now a bitter, burnt tyrant of a warlord who wages an endless war against demons.
And she also said that we could call on... Was it her? That
no, it wasn't her.
No.
Was someone else?
No, that was Kalisa.
Kalisa is an Irenis, one of the soldiers of Asmodeus. You met her while you were traveling on the River Styx, and she seems somewhat impressed of your ability to kill some demons.
And annoyed.
Annoyed because you stole her glory, but still impressed that mortals could be useful. And she basically offered you, she said that if you were to go to an altar of Asmodeus and speak her name, she can appear, she can come find you.
Yeah.
And she offered you to give you some information for free, but that perhaps there might be other deals she could make as well.
We'll go with the free one first.
Sure. We begin the session. You would ask Blip and Blap to provide a map, like a crudely drawn map of the captain's quarters, which they have provided, which I've drawn below, and you have a mission to complete. Mm. I have placed the guards that Blip and Blap have told you about.
Did they fly around and...
This is information because they've lived here for eons. They've lived here for thousands of years.
Oh.
They've been around. They know what's going on. So they've given you they've given you the layout of the captain's area, the captain's deck, and then they've told you a little bit of information. So Blap kind of flaps over and he unrolls this crude parchment, which you think is probably human skin that he's drawn upon.
Thank you.
And he's like, "All right, so we've drawn out what we know, all right? Me and Blip. Now, obviously, we can't see inside. We're not allowed up there.
Mm-hmm.
So this is based on a little bit of what we know and what we've seen, you know, what we've seen going around, all right?
Where did you get this from?
What?
The parchment. What is it?
Yeah, the parchment. That's a good one, Blap. Yeah, good one. Yeah, it's a good one, Blap. Yeah, parchment. Yeah.
It's a good one, Blap. Good one, Blap.
Is that skin?
Yeah, that's human skin, yeah.
Cool.
Probably elf skin, actually. Mm. Yeah, maybe. Okay. Sun elf? Is this sun elf? No, it's too golden to be moon elf, right? Yeah. It's sun elf.
Perfect. Okay, sorry. Let's carry on. Just wanted to clear that one up straight away.
Elzra, you seem to...
Elzra's prodding it.
Yeah, Elzra? It's got the texture of human skin.
Elzra?
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It feels weird.
Not bony enough, I imagine.
No, it's too fleshy.
Too fleshy. Mm. It's flesh.
It's flesh.
Yeah.
It literally is.
Flesh.
That's pretty gross. I'm not going to touch the map, going to be honest.
Sorry I interrupted. I just wanted to be sure.
That's okay. You crazy mortals, you're always on a rush.
Yeah.
You should have a little more patience. When you've lived for a few thousand years as an imp, you're pretty chilled out.
I'll get back to you in a few thousand. Then.
All right, we'll do. All right. So the boss has told you what you need to do. There's the captain, Ezekiah, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's an Abishai. Now, because they serve Tiamat and Asmodeus, Ezekiah doesn't really trust other devils. They're always worried about, you know, being usurped and somebody's trying to plant evidence on me like you guys are doing. It's kind of justified.
Right.
But what it means is he doesn't really travel with other demons. He keeps Abishai as his personal guards, right?
Okay.
So up in the captain's quarters... There's six white Abishai that acted as his personal guard. Now, when he leaves his quarters, he takes four of those with him. But two always stay around and guarding his door.
Right. Okay.
Now, the stairs leading up to the captain's deck, That's got your regular devils guarding it, right? That's got some spine devils, I think. They're guarding the stairs leading up. But they don't move. Like, they'll change shifts, but these guys, it's not like they're going for a snack, you know? So they're always around.
Okay.
Once you get inside, there's one last thing you need to worry yourselves about. And that's, Ezekai's got this kind of guy, this assassin called Shadowclaw.
Oh, great.
Kind of stalks around his quarters. You know, nobody really sees him. He's sneaky. He's always spying and, you know, making sure other devils have accidents. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. And he's always in the quarters?
Well, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know where he is.
Okay.
We ain't seen him.
And there's no way of telling when to leave. He just vanishes. Perfect. So, the minimum amount of resistance we could possibly face if we just go in, all crossbows blazing, is two white Abishai, the guards at the stairs, and maybe the assassin.
As long as Ezekai and the others ain't there, but they you know, you'll have to get them out. Somehow.
Okay.
One last thing, which is an out-of-character thing, which I got very wrong, and there was a lot of YouTube comments telling me I was wrong about it.
Oh, no.
Which is fine, because they're right.
I know what this is.
Devils that are killed on Avernus die. That's how you kill them permanently.
Oh, okay, so this is their plane.
If you kill them here, they die permanently.
Right.
If you kill them on another plane, they just come back here. The reason I thought they didn't die is, to me, there's so many that die in the Blood War. Where are all these devils coming from? Where are all these coming from? That's a lot of people being bad.
So all the ones that the Irenese killed, the flying ones, are they just...
They're gone forever.
Okay.
Right. Demons and devils are the same. Like, well, I guess if demons die here, they go back to the Abyss, which is their plane.
Hmm.
How did demons and devils breed?
Most of the devils here are evil mortals who came to the hells and then they've become devils. Because devils rank up and they rank down, right? So if you're an evil soul in Avernus and you do evil things and you please Asmodeus will go like, oh yeah, you're an imp, you can become a spine devil, you can become a bearded devil, they level you up.
And we're trying to demote this guy.
Well, to plant evidence so he becomes demoted, or is killed.
If they do bad things, they get promoted.
Yeah.
Could we get him to do a nice thing? Just like, drop something in front of him, and he picks it up for you.
No.
Thank you.
You get the sense that they don't really care. Devils, you get the sense that devils can do good things. Their ultimate goal, from what you see and what you know and what you've read, is it's all about temptation. And it's all about, it's not necessarily like, demons are the ones that are just like, kill, murder, carnage. Devils are more insidious. They want to tempt mortals. They want mortals to give up things freely.
Yeah.
You don't get the impression that convincing a devil to do something good will do anything. Convincing a devil to do something that fucks up something Asmodeus wants is definitely a way to get them in trouble.
Mm.
They basically need to seem to be fucking things up for somebody more powerful than they are.
Right.
So there's like this hierarchy of power in the Hells.
Yeah.
Where...
Classic office dynamics, really.
Very office dynamics, yeah. So... so that's the situation.
Okay. That's the
situation. Now I hand it over to you.
Blip blap. Hey. You didn't note down any wine cellars or
Cam, we've discussed this. No drinking while you're in a
So I can avoid
not
devils don't drink, pal.
Why not?
We don't eat, we don't drink. Well, we can eat. Generally we eat corpses or blood, but we don't drink. Some folks, like Alucarion, they've got a taste for drinking mortal stuff.
I just saw you drink a whole bottle of wine.
Yeah, because I'm not going to say no. I'm just saying we don't need to.
So okay, just wasted, establishing.
Wasted that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Can anyone,
scratches his butt.
Can anyone make me invisible? Or go invisible?
I can go invisible.
You can go
but I don't
you can go
know.
6 seconds.
6 seconds.
Yeah. I don't know how... if these things can see through that.
Yeah. Flip block.
I doubt.
Yeah.
Do they are they able to see through invisibility?
Who?
Abishai.
And the Shadow Claw person thing. the Shadow Claw if it can go invisible.
I don't think so. Me and Black can be invisible, and I don't think I've ever seen him spot us. Okay. I know Ezekai is a powerful spellcaster, though. He collects all your like mortal spellbooks and stuff and scrolls. He's got tons of them.
Oh. Okay.
So maybe he could cast a spell that could let him see invisible stuff? I don't know.
But I guess only when prompted.
Yeah.
Going back to the wine thing.
No.
Yeah?
No.
That's your drinking.
Hear me up. So,
yeah.
Demons, devils.
Yeah.
What's the bad one again? I don't know.
One of the two.
Demons.
Demons are bad. Devils.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's no way to incapacitate their minds.
Yeah, magic. Knocking them out, killing them.
Been like a way they wouldn't expect, like a social way.
Like
alcohol would.
No. We can't get drunk or...
We can't poison.
Are you planning on throwing a party?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's water or something
most,
like that.
Most devils are kind of made of poison. Like, devil blood is probably poisonous to you.
So, like, purified water with that?
Holy water might, but it would hurt rather than stumble. You know?
Okay, good to know.
It's more of a vampire thing, right?
I guess so, but
I don't imagine devils would like it, but it's probably not gonna do much. I once took a bath in a holy water fountain, and it was didn't do anything.
Where? Did you... Okay.
Is there a way to sneak up into his quarters from the outside?
That's true.
I mean, that is the outside. That's up on the deck. So he points at the map, and he points at the large area around it. Like all of this is the upper deck. So, and he points out, and you can see that on the deck of the ship, like this big ironclad kind of battleship, there's like a raised area with stairs, which are the two stairs on the map that you guys can see, that I'm assuming Sid will show off at some point.
Yeah.
That leads up onto an upper deck, and then there is a like a big tall building in the middle of that, which is the captain's quarters.
But is there a way to, like, I don't know, go around the back of the boat and like walk up the side?
You could do.
Go in through a window.
Yeah, you could do. There's no windows.
Going through a porthole. I don't know.
That's the thing is, you get the sense that because this ship was built like as a troop carrier for demons. All right, thanks, Sid. We're having tech issues with our map cam, but that's fine. Yeah, this isn't a pleasure cruise. Like, there's actually no windows on the captain's quarters. That is probably quite strange. There are no windows or other entrances. There's just a huge pair of 15-foot double doors.
Cool.
Hmm.
I suppose no one's got the power to gaseous form or anything.
You can probably gaseous form under the door.
Yeah.
Water elemental?
Oh, yeah.
Can you dribble under the floor?
Maybe.
Could do that, but that's not invisible.
But can you become invisible while you're an elemental?
I don't think you can because your equipment is absorbed into your body,
yeah.
So you wouldn't be able to activate it.
Gross.
I mean, we got the classic stuff of about trees.
Do you not have a blessing or anything you can do?
I am blessed.
That's so useful. Thank you, Cam.
I can make another me if you want that.
Nobody needs that, though.
Did you not say, you know, a few minutes ago that you could perhaps swap your spells and learn some more...
We'd need to rest first.
Some more stealth-based subterfuge.
Yeah?
Yes.
Take me like 8 hours of sleep, though. And this doesn't seem very, very nice to sleep in.
I don't think we're going to have a nice night's sleep in a while.
The other thing we could do is cause a distraction somewhere, and then one or two of us slip inside.
We caused a big distraction outside earlier with Reynard getting caught up in there.
Wouldn't call that a distraction so much.
Did cause a ruckus, though.
It was a ruckus, but I...
But was it enough to bring out the captain of the Ironclad?
It didn't, so... All of his troops have... Well, some of his troops have left, but it wasn't a big enough ruckus to bring him out.
Ooh!
I think it would be a big distraction we'd need to bring out him and all of his guards.
What happens if I banish them here? Do they just go back to another place
from here, right?
It's the same. So in the spell it says that if you're on the same... They basically, yeah, it's like a minute they go to a demiplane and then they come back.
Boop. What if... I hallowed an area. So we manage to get into his quarters, and then I hallow it, and it's holy. But they don't want to come in, you know?
How long does it take to hallow an area?
I don't understand.
The thing is, if you do that, it will draw attention to us, and...
It takes 24 hours.
Then that's not
we're
going
not going
to work.
Spend 24 hours in there. We can't even get in there for a second at the moment.
I fully expect his quarters to be warded with all sorts of spells and...
Yes.
Potentially.
I can modify his memory.
So that if he does...
thinks that he's already demoted.
That's not...
Or he's done something bad, or I can give him...
Or we can sneak it in and then modify his memory to forget that he ever saw us.
As long as it's only him that sees us.
Yeah.
That's true. I can give us a little stealth boost, but...
So is the letter just meant to be
I mean, found? Just as a thing, you guys don't want Ezekiah to find you.
No, we'd rather not have him find us.
How about I just walk in and try and blend in?
No. Are you... How on a scale of 1 to 10, how drunk are you still? Just as a rough...
Whoa, we're still, still talking.
I think it's at least a 6 or 7 still.
Mm.
Just on a judgment call.
Mm.
Flip-flop.
Yeah.
Is there anything Abishai particularly interested in, or anything that would drive them crazy?
The white ones are pretty stupid.
Okay.
The white ones are pretty dumb, but they're pretty strong. Black Abishai is sneaky. Pretty conniving. Okay. And Ezekiah, he's obsessed with knowledge of spells and lore and stuff like that. If he finds any mortal wizards, he normally tries to capture them and learn about them and stuff.
What if one of you...
I'm just going to prep some initiative cards here.
What if one of you just pretends I'm a captured soul for this dude, wants to experiment and get information out? That's just our way through the guards.
But why would mortals be dragging mortals?
No, you disguise as a devil. We've got people that can... We can shapeshift, right?
I have no shapeshifting abilities.
I can't shapeshift.
Laura can.
Also, as a point, mortals do come to hells. You guys ain't the first mortals. But normally mortals that come here ain't do goody two-shoes. Normally they're cultists, or they're in the service of another devil, or something like that.
Yeah, if we came here with an offering of a soul to the guy at the top, that's a pretty good thing to come in with, right?
Ezekiah's probably got tons of souls. He's probably not going to be too bothered about some measly, little, piddly mortal soul.
What would you suggest we do?
I don't know. I'm an imp. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to help.
But you know the mentality of the creatures.
Yeah, so ask me a question, and I'll tell you.
Do we need to be a little bit more underhanded and cunning?
I mean, that sounds like a good idea to me. I'm an imp. I'm always underhanded and cunning. It's always worked out for me. I've died a few times, but I always come back here.
I just feel like we're perhaps being rather naive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And sweet.
Right.
I mean, you definitely don't want to be those things around devils.
I shouldn't be here. I really shouldn't.
No, you definitely shouldn't. You smell good. Like, you smell of goodness.
Unless.
Can smell it on you.
You are very
unless,
pure.
Unless we use that and we come across as naive, when in actuality, we stab hard and we stab a lot.
But we are very naive.
Azrael, you want to stab, don't you?
I can...
Stab.
I mean, I can I can hit things and stuff, and I can do that, but then we're definitely going to be seen if I turn into an elemental or...
Miss Elzra, do you have any suggestions?
I haven't really got any skills I can offer in this moment in time. I mean, as far as spells goes, mine are just... I just poison. I make people sick.
You got Brody, and you got Callum, and you got... Eamon, was it?
That's not their names. But I could send in one of my companions...
They don't speak at all, do they?
They don't speak at all, no.
So that would be useful, because they wouldn't be able to tell anyone anything if they were tortured.
Just walk in there with a scroll and just...
Place it in, walk out, job's done. Easy peasy.
I mean, most people aren't allowed up to the captain's quarters, only him and his Abishai, so you're going to need a good reason to send a boneman. a bone guy.
Could you make the bone guy invisible? Could we make the bone guy invisible?
Don't look at me. I'm him.
They clank
who
a
have
lot.
The, who has the DOS loop?
He sold it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Plan B.
Plan B.
Or CD. I don't know what.
I think we're on E now.
We're on. I death walk myself. I'm just going to run in there and put the scroll down. And if they try and kill me, I can't die.
But then they'll just get rid of the scroll, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need it
hide
to
the
stay.
Scroll until I place it there. If I get caught, I'll eat it.
That.
I think we need a big diversion and then one of us can go in.
Yeah. That sounds like the best plan.
So
that sounds smart.
Run the other way.
Okay. Who has the most delicious soul here, do you think?
The imps point at Elora.
Okay, what we could
it's
do.
It's like she's never done anything bad in her life.
We could just.
I'm real bad!
Maybe a couple of little bad things.
She swore once.
She naps next.
No, you killed people. But you still, but you did it for like, oh, good reason.
They did deserve it, though.
They probably did deserve
it. They deserved it.
So maybe we could just.
I mean, I'm not one to judge morals, but who are you to decide who should die? That's all I'm saying.
Oh. Now he's making me feel bad about everything in life.
That's what imps do.
Don't start feeling bad, because otherwise your soul will start smelling more delicious.
You know what fix all that? Just alcohol.
Everybody dies. Let's not get caught up on the how.
Do you think
where,
it would be distracting
when?
If I became a Triceratops?
That's a good point. Yes. Yeah. Right.
Doesn't matter. We all go to the same
I can
place.
Do that. I just could be a Triceratops, but I don't think they're going to care.
That sounds
that
very
much.
Distracting.
It would be if you start stomping up this ironclad. And generally destroying the place they live on.
I mean, you do. I mean, it's your plan, but you understand that if you do that, they'll just kill you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But you gotta be a fast Triceratops. You gotta get away. And then become stealthy. Pass without a trace.
I can be.
Passing without traces. Passing. Traces. No trace.
One more time.
Passing.
Yeah.
But without any sort of trace.
Right, okay.
Azra, your sword is very interesting. Tell me about it.
Kind of fast.
This is, well, I acquired this item after making my pledge to the Raven Queen. It contains the ability to absorb souls.
Why does everyone want souls so much?
Well, what else is there to want?
Does it
lots
cast
of things.
Now?
Casting Death Ward on myself.
Currently has three. I don't know how to get them out. I don't know how we could use them, but it has souls in them, yes.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'm thirsty.
Right. How thirsty?
I bet they've got something up there.
No.
Is this...
Cam now.
Is this I'm about to do something stupid thirsty?
Yeah, this is
or,
definitely...
It is.
Or,
who has the scroll before he does something? Who has the scroll?
Who's got the scroll? Fess up. Come on.
I'm pretty sure.
I've got the scroll. See you guys later.
Give me the scroll.
What are you doing, Croc?
Where's he?
I'm walking up the steps.
You were just heading straight for the steps leading up.
Can I take the
okay,
scroll?
Okay, can you move Cam's? So you watch as Cam starts moving. So Juto, you're chasing after him from the sounds of things.
Give me the scroll, Cam.
So Juto is moving behind him. Cam, you start walking up and you see these two spined, like men, but they're covered in spines, like quilled spines. And as you start approaching, they like look at you, these twisted devil faces, disgusted. And yeah, you get to them and they're like, what do you want?
Been sent here by my master. I've got a soul to deliver.
They look at you. Deception check.
Okay.
There's a tray.
16.
16? They look at you. Don't smell like you've got a soul except the ones you've
got. Mine.
No, that's what I mean. You've got yours, but you haven't got one to trade.
Oh, I'm not going to bring it here right now, am I? It's a very profitable soul.
Who's your master?
I'd love to tell you, but I've been under strict instructions not to mention the name.
Oh, really? Maybe we'll just take care of you and then we'll talk to your master.
I wouldn't.
Your little squishy mortal.
I'm being scryed right through right now.
There's a moment of hesitation. They're kind of buying it, but they're still uncertain about you as well. And they kind of look at each other, look back. Scryed on? Why would they be scrying on you now?
To make sure I do my job.
I'm going to go invisible.
Yeah, you go invisible, so you can move Allura up as well. So, and then they see Juto coming up behind you, like, and then, what are you doing here, devil child?
This pathetic mortal has run away. Very naughty. Bad.
Oh.
I just think him on the head with my...
So who's this master then? You working for his master?
Yes, I am.
Who is it?
I'm not allowed to tell you.
Oh, please.
Oh, pretty please.
They bare their teeth. Don't test me, child spawn.
I'll hiss back at them.
I'm whispering, but I forgot Master's name.
What's his name? Out with it! Who'd you serve? Or we'll take it, or maybe we'll have Ezekai do his worst on you. Pluck it from your minds.
Distraction. Oh, some four.
I know who it is. As a player, this is Player Kim.
Yep.
I know who it is, but I'm pretty sure we were said not to say it.
Well, you were said not to say Alucarian, but you know that, like, to avoid getting trouble on the Ironclad,
we're allowed
you can
to say Lorcan.
Yeah, you can
so
say
we
that
were allowed to say Lorcan, because I thought.
I think the idea is you're not allowed to say that Alucarian's basically told you to put like a scroll in.
Right.
Like you're so not allowed, allowed to give away that you're clearly up to something for.
But you can say
it's still a risk. It's still a risk.
Yeah. Oh. These guys are looking pretty.
Then I mean, they're buying that you're in charge of him, and that it does seem that like you have protection from someone. Mm. How much do you want to push them? Mm. Like you could just be like, out of our way, we're going through, and like you could see what they do.
Yeah.
But right now, like they're kind of sensing that you're being hesitant, and so they're wondering if they can get away with.
Can I sort of slap Cam?
Yeah.
And just be like, pitiful. You forget the name of our lord. You will be punished for this.
I just want some drink. I haven't been fed or
drunk.
They love seeing you beat like taught. Like they're like, yeah, good.
Please.
Like, you drunken fool. You will be the death of all of us with your stupidity.
But I just want to please master. Can I drink it? I haven't drunk in days.
Pathetic.
Do you try and lick it?
No. I'll pretend to.
Give me a performance check.
What? Why?
Do you want to lick it?
But he said that he's not drunk. He's like, can I drink it?
17.
17. You're like, you kind of are licking the ground, like the metal ground here, and it's hot, like licking hot art. Like.
I'm weeping now.
Yeah.
Who are you meant to see? The captain?
It's second in command. We never trouble the captain.
How dare you speak out of turn?
More spit.
We are here to see the second in command. Let us through before this fool pisses his pants.
One of them turns to the other one. It's not our skin if they end up getting flayed alive. Yeah, let them go speak to the second. All right?
And they let you pass. Just the two of you.
I'll
just
give them a
Invisible Allura, they just don't notice. Just give me a stealth check just to see.
Oh, no.
You have advantage because you're invisible.
Invisalura.
Alzra and Reynard, you are just watching this happen from this tiny little stall, and you're just watching it.
So I don't know what 18. I can do.
18, so, okay.
I mean, it seems like they might have it under control.
I think they've got it pretty under control.
They've got through the first barricade.
Yeah.
The Blip and Bap are with you, and they're like, does he know that the captain's still in there right now?
Oh, shit.
Probably not.
I thought the plan was you were going to cause a distraction to get him out.
Well, we hadn't actually solidified a plan, actually.
No.
That guy's a real problem.
He just started walking, happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I asked if it was a stupid
comment. Hey, at least the master gets a new soul. That's true, Blap.
Should we say?
Laura, as you step past... Sorry, I'm just going to interrupt. Because as the rest kind of pass... As you step past... Like, maybe, like, a piece of your boot or something, like, just clips, like, a loose, like, bolt. And there's, like, a... And, like, one of them, like, snaps his head around, like... Did you hear that?
Hear what? Something.
Can I...
And they start just... They just become suspicious. Like, they've heard something.
Can I kick Cam over, like, as we pass them? Like,
yeah,
so
sure.
He just sort of stumbles and makes a twat of himself.
Yeah. Well, and that kind of, they, like, look around. Give me a... Ooh. No, don't worry about it. I'll just roll a flat against a flat DC. But yeah, he just seems to, like, look around and he's like... And they just turn their heads.
And I'll
back.
Just keep cursing Cam, just like trying to make it loud.
So you guys get up the stairs, start moving away from these spine devils. And you see that the front of the ship, this would have once been the helm. And there is a large 15 foot across metal platform where there is a wheel, like a ship's wheel. But that wheel has been broken and turned into a symbol of Asmodeus. This kind of like broken wheel with the points, the nine spokes, upon each of which is the head, like a skull of some sort of devilish creature or demonic creature on each one. And then formed from twisted metal in front of the wheel is a metal chalice that appears to be holding blood, like a chalice of blood.
Sweet.
And you recognize this looks to be some sort of religious altar.
That's cool.
I mean, Cam, I think that with your, like, this is clearly an altar to Asmodeus.
Mm.
Yeah, and you guys make your way up, and you can see up on the deck, and you can see this captain's quarters is tall. Like, this must be, like, 40 foot high, this huge kind of, almost like a mansion-style house, or like a small townhouse. And the doors are 15 foot across, and about 20, 30 feet high. Whatever lived in here, or lives in here, is enormous. So, Alzra, you were saying?
Yeah.
Oh boy, yeah.
Maybe
I don't know what to do.
Don't hear from them. We cause a distraction ourselves. Maybe.
Just
in case.
I mean, if we don't hear from them, we could just leave.
I don't really. Where would you go?
So, I'll be honest. I'm at a loss. I don't know how we could get in to help them without fighting everyone, but if we fight people, then they'll know about the involvement in the entire scheme, and if they know about the entire scheme, then Cam loses his soul. Mm. If they get in and are successful, then that's great, but how can we affect that?
Mm. You know what you guys need? More help.
Could you get more help?
What do you want? We're here to help. Is there something, what can we do for you?
Mm. Is there a way you could relay what's going on to us?
We could do that, right, Blip? Yeah, we could do that, Blap. You want me go? Yeah, you go, Blap. I'll stay with these two.
I thought you weren't able to go into the place.
Well, I can send Blip up to the top of the ironclad and he can kind of just look down.
Okay.
Sounds good. If there's any trouble, then we can...
We can do that. That's easy.
Help them out somehow.
Yeah.
I got these guys, so there's at least six of us.
Uh-huh, and my crossbow's loaded.
So
there's, like, an infinite amount of those.
That's very true.
I don't need to load it anymore.
We've got a lot of pointy things.
Okay.
I've got a sword.
Me too.
Perfect.
Amazing.
Wow. Nice.
Great.
Two swords.
Two swords. Four bros.
But we're outside.
We're outside.
Away from all the enemies.
Away from all the...
Okay. So, Juto, Cam, and Alora, you are making your way across the deck. You have the map there. You can begin making your way over to the Lords of the Double Doors.
Can you imagine, right, the size of this door, how big the wine bottles are? If they had drink, which they don't, but if they did, it would be huge.
Do realise, by the way, the captain is probably still here.
What? He is?
We originally were going to wait.
We should have waited.
Until he left. Yes, but then you started walking off.
I got thirsty. So, what do we do now?
I swear.
Oh my god.
We can keep playing this whole master thing. I got into the role.
I'm here.
I didn't think.
It's Alora.
Okay. I'm
invisible.
New plan. I'm going to give Alora the scroll. Just shove it
hold
in
it out, direction. You take it, it vanishes, because anything you hold.
Hey, look, the scroll's gone. Now I can be a distraction.
Okay, so you move up to the big double doors.
You can run away if you want to.
I'm kind of just going to...
Just you stare and just watch as Cam makes his way to the doors.
I'm flabbergasted.
You're in it together.
Resounds, this metal clanging as you pound your fist on it.
Dear God.
Man.
This couldn't have gone worse.
door. Standing in front of it, you see, or opening it,
you see...
He's still got six dudes in there, and him,
you
and
see
the shadow.
Two white bipedal dragons. Wings, tails, they don't look like dragonborn, they look like dragons up on their two legs, kind of walking like humans do. They look down at Cam. I mean, they're still very tall for, even though they're medium-sized creatures, they're still, you know, 9 foot tall.
Shit.
They look down at you, just snarling. What is this, mortal? You dare approach the captain?
But he asked me here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What?
We got an appointment.
Who are you?
I've already explained it to the other two.
Explain to us.
And they said how Bloodkin. Dumb you were. I can't believe they said that in front of them, you know. It's pretty
awful. Who are you?
All right, I came here from my master. I've got an appointment. I'm just in
the... Who is your master?
I can't say.
Why?
Because I'll die.
We will kill you if you do not say.
And then the message won't get to the captain and the captain will be very annoyed.
They kind of snarl, looking at each other for a moment.
Look, I'm just the messenger. I just want to do my appointment. I don't want to be here as much as you do. Unless you like your job. I don't know. But those guys at the front definitely said that you guys were assholes.
You point back and Juto is stood in the middle of the deck as well.
Another mortal!
I'm going to stride over.
Don't make her approach, please. She beats me.
Idiot human!
No!
There you are!
What is this one? Devilspawn!
She makes sure I do my job.
Idiot human! How dare you run off from me!
Please.
You do that again, I will cut your leg off.
Don't tell Master.
There is a voice. You see past the doors. There's these two white dragon men in front of you. You see a large, opulent room. It's not necessarily a rug, but a blood, like something has been painted on the ground, probably in blood, as like a this way. There is another set of double doors.
Like in IKEA when they have those little.
But it's more like it's like a big red path that leads to another set of doors. You can see that there are racks of pointed barbed spears along the walls.
Oh, great.
You can hear some horrific screaming coming down from a corridor on the side. But as this is going on and you're speaking and Juto's yelling at Cam and these things are creatures, you see two more kind of peering in. And then they're talking to each other, and then the second set of doors opens up. And striding forth, flanked by two more of these white creatures, is a blue Abishai.
Here we go.
And they come striding out of these two double doors here. Let's move Juto over here. And does Allura follow as well? Little Invisalura. Strides up. And you can see that this one carries itself with this kind of regal demeanor, its hands clasped behind its back, as it looks down.
What is the meaning of this noise? This infectious, irritating noise? Speak!
I can't speak unless my...
I kind of bow immediately. And I'm like, Captain, I apologize for the disarray caused by my idiot human.
I'll work for you instead if you don't beat me.
Why are you here, mortal kin?
Question. My ring doesn't have any uses on it.
No, it's just you can turn invisible. It's crazy powerful. It's crazy good.
Can I, is there anyone around this sort of corner at all? Can anyone see if I was to just duck around the corner?
You can duck around the corner, yeah. Like, it's just endless. It just is more part of the upper deck of the ship. No windows, no nothing.
Okay.
It's just metal. It's like a metal wall.
Can I just duck behind, cast Pass Without a Trace?
Okay.
And then go and also cast Alter Self so I don't look like myself.
Okay, that's a lot of spells. How many concentration spells can you keep up?
Well, Pass Without a Trace is... Oh, wait, it is concentration. But Alter Self is
You can do
at
it
will.
As a thing, yeah, because you can do it as a thing, can't you?
So I don't know if I can... Can I do that at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, it takes two rounds.
I've got some stupid ideas.
Two rounds. Meanwhile...
Oh, it is also concentration, though.
Yeah, so yeah, no, you I have can't. To concentrate. So you can either have Pass Without a Trace or Alter Self.
I'll do Pass Without a Trace, then. Okay. And then I'll go invisible.
Okay.
And come back around.
Okay.
Can't even attack.
Can I... is there enough space between them that I could try and slip through?
It's tight. Make a stealth check.
With advantage?
Well, before you do this, because that's like a good 12 seconds.
Okay.
This creature, this Abishai, looks down. And it, you can sense it's just... There's an element of confusion where it just looks down. But it also seems curious. Who has sent you? It kind of, this soft purring comes out of its mouth.
Oh. That's nice. It's a cat.
Juto, no. Make a wisdom saving throw for me, please.
Rubs its head against him. Curls its tail around. And then curls up in the corner.
Starts doing this.
Wisdom saving throw.
Yeah, wisdom saving throw for me, please.
Puddening the wall.
You watch.
22?
Huh?
22?
22. You watch as its eyes flare. With a kind of prismatic magic, and you feel a charm effect try and wash over you, but you mentally kind of resist it.
Oh God, I don't know what to say.
Who has sent you, Mortalborn? Also now.
I wasn't technically why I was.
Enough! Answer now!
I mean, I was getting to the
he point. Raises his Can claw, and you watch as lightning is beginning to crackle up and down his.
Don't want
to
kill me. It's really bad.
Make a stealth check. You face 26. Imminent destruction unless you do not answer my question.
My master will flay me alive for this, but I guess you're going to kill me first.
How much did you get?
26.
26. Ho ho ho. You slip past. Slip past.
Okay.
All of them?
Yep. Yep. All of them, including the blue. So yeah, you can move 60 feet because you're moving. I'm assuming you're going to dash.
Yep.
Are you basically in the room?
So you get inside the room. The doors are still open.
Oh, I'm there.
Okay, there you go.
So as you enter the room, for Elora's perspective, you see a grand bedroom, huge vaulted ceilings, and a bed that once would have accommodated a creature 15, 16 foot tall, built into the giant skull of an ancient dragon. The actual bed is built into this huge skull. You can see that there are blood stains all over the floor.
Oh my God.
There are shackles. Like up against the walls, but the rest of the room is covered in bookshelves, stuffed full of delicate, arcane looking scrolls and spell books, like everywhere. You also see a large desk, which has writing implements, as well as a living, like not living, but a giant's head, like a decapitated giant's head.
It's not living, good.
And it looks like it has, like its lips clipped with like a metal ring and a padlock. And it's like,
that's pretty cool. I'd open that.
And yeah, so cutting quickly back to Cam and Elora, he's raising up this claw that is Juto, that is crackling with lightning.
Is Blip and Blap now telling those guys what's happening?
Yeah.
Blip.
I'm assuming that as I'm describing stuff, they hear stuff. So at any point, just feel free to say what you want to do.
Just in case you know, yeah, have any wild ideas.
I'm sitting down now.
Okay.
I'm going to speak out a turn before she beats me. I was once a powerful disciple of Avandra, a goddess of good and everything right in the world before the master came and captured me and tortured me. And now he's sending me on a challenge to go to someone of great power. And if I survive, he'll take me in. If not, I'm going to die, so whatever.
You devil child.
I serve no master. I am a free tiefling.
And who you serve none? Interesting. Interesting. And his hand closes. It is really bold of you both to approach. You have no allies here, Devilspawn. But you're kind and resilient quite often. And you have come to survive. Well, we can make sure of that. Take them. Lock them up next to the Vrocks. And the bunch of them begin stepping forward to grab you.
Question. It's a very bad question.
Yep.
If I cast banishment on me and Juta, will we be teleported back to the overworld?
Let's do it. Let's do
yeah.
it. Peace out.
I'm pretty sure it'll be a permanent banishment.
Mic drop. Bye. See you guys do on that. The other side.
That would be the end of the campaign.
So you're thinking about that, Laura. You place.
Can
the scroll.
I put it next to some of the other scrolls so that it looks like it?
Yeah. Absolutely. So you move up to the bookcases, and you reach out and you start placing something into the bookcases. Can you make a dexterity saving throw for me, please?
No.
Why?
Like you said.
19.
Obviously, this guy was going to have some traps and things placed around the room.
In his bookcase.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
It's like his precious collection.
Touch my books, yo.
19. Okay, you're still going to take some damage, but you are still hit as...
The giant's head bites you.
No, the bookcase crackles with lightning, and a blast of lightning comes rushing out.
Ah.
14.
You guys got any ideas?
I'm looking around at the moment, seeing if there's any like fast food stalls or something.
I can make a noise somewhere. Okay.
Corn dogs down there, you want some?
Can you get some corn dogs?
Want some corn dogs?
Anything would be fun.
So the 38 lightning damaged, half to 15, 19 lightning
damage.
So you hear a kind of like blast of something as lightning kind of shoots through. The scroll still goes on the case, but it's as you basically interfere with the scrolls that this blast of lightning like knocks you to your feet, basically.
Knocks you to your feet.
What's that?
Knocks me off my feet.
Knocks you off your feet.
Your feet, yeah.
As you are thrown
back. I was like, damnable.
Cam Buckland, let's read the banishment spell. You attempt to send one creature that you can see within range to another plane of existence.
One creature.
The target must succeed on a charisma saving throw or be banished. If the target is native to the plane of existence you're on, you banish the target to a harmless demiplane. While there, the target is incapacitated. If the target is native to a different plane of existence than the one you're on, the target is banished with a faint popping sound, returning to its home plane.
Yeah.
The spell ends before 1 minute has passed. The target reappears in the space it left or in the nearest unoccupied space. Otherwise, the target doesn't return. The question here is, one creature you can see. I don't think you can target yourself with this spell.
I'm not going to do it anyway. It's just funny.
I mean, but the point is you could. This is a way that in an absolute desperate situation, you could send somebody or other creatures home.
Good to know.
But I don't think you can include yourself. Because although it's a creature you can see, well, I have to read that up. Because I think...
Spanish Dragon Boy.
Because normally when you can include yourself in a spell, the wording is normally something along the lines of like, 8 creatures within range, including yourself... can benefit from the spell. Like, I think aid and stuff says that. But I think with that one, it specifically says a creature
I'm a willing
you can
creature,
see.
You know, and I can see myself if I look around really quick or look down.
That's the easier way.
Choose up to three creatures within range. I mean, yeah, I think you could cast it on yourself. I think you could.
Either way, I'm going to Dimension Door.
Okay, so you cast Dimension Door. Do you now? Oh, fuck, he doesn't have it.
What counter spell?
Yeah. Fuck. Right, so you Dimension Door up to 500 feet, I think.
It is 500 feet.
And you take Juto with you?
Yes.
Thank so these Abishan begin guys. Reaching to grab you.
That's I'm awesome. Going to say, in roleplay fashion, because Cam is roleplaying, Master, no, don't take me back!
Okay. I mean, all right, that's their insight checks. Mm-hmm. Make a deception check for me. And then that's his crazy fucking Arcana. That's a 29 on Arcana.
Crap.
21.
I mean, yeah, he still... You get the sense that this sorceress, Abishai, still knows the spell you've cast. He sees you go, ga-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Master, no! Because you have to cast spells that way. You know, you wave your hands and say magic words.
Dimension door!
You're like, Master, no! You're like, you know, fucking Doctor Strange, like... Master, no!
I choose you, Juto.
Can I just stare at him as I walk past?
So you have 600 feet. Where do you go?
I would like to go to the devil that gave us the contract.
So in the shop.
Alucardian. Yeah.
Okay, so you go to Alucardian's shop. Yeah. So you appear inside the shop. Right. Alzra and Reynard and Blap. Blap is like, oh, it's not looking good. Your friends, he's been grabbed all the abbot, he's going to take them.
They've got
he's casting some sort of spell. And then the thing is you say, Elora, you immediately become aware you are not alone in this room. Seemingly it hadn't sensed
Thanks,
something.
Guys.
But kind of from a shadowed corner, he'd probably be perched on top of the bed. You see this black dragon man in a long cloak, just basically like, and he begins scanning the room, looking for whatever's triggered this trap. Can you make an initiative check for me? Just Elora.
Elora, what are we doing?
17. You're doing shit all!
So was that 17?
I can make a noise somewhere! I can make a noise if you want me to! I can literally do that.
I can do that.
That's all I can do right now. I don't know what else
for
I can
the
do.
Blue.
Turns out I've got password.
Are we now? Oh my god!
No, you guys are all fucking miles away.
Are we in the same shop as them now?
Yep.
Are we?
Yep.
It's 500 feet. What did you guys do?
I'm surrounded.
They stayed in the shop and watched.
They did nothing.
They did shit off.
I looked up and down the road to see if there were any corn dogs.
I can make a noise somewhere.
Okay, so Elora, you are luckily acting first. You can see it. You're still invisible, right? Because the ring basically is... You're not going to lose concentration from that. Make a constitution saving throw for me just for Path Without a Trace. I think you took 19 points.
What's...
Constitution saving throw.
13.
Path Without a Trace goes as you lose concentration on it. But invisibility stays because the ring just... You can activate it straight away. I almost think that because... You would technically lose the invisibility, but you can just trigger it again as a free action. He sees you, like, pop and then vanish again. And so this creature, like, pulls out his weapon and he's coming for where you were. You see him, like, with a scimitar in hand. What do you do?
I'm going to turn into an air elemental and fuck off 90 feet.
Okay.
Wait, double that. 180 feet.
And you are still invisible... Because your invisibility is through the ring, you're already concentrating on it, you transform into elemental, you maintain the concentration, and become an elemental.
And I go 180 feet.
Okay.
And I can go through gaps that are like 1 centimeter, like 1 inch.
I was going to say, because you would have the problem that you have to go through the enemies.
So, I can...
But if you can through tiny gaps...
The elemental can enter a hostile creature's space, it can move through a space as narrow as 1 inch wide without squeezing.
Then that solves that problem.
Bye.
They do still get attacks of opportunity, but you're invisible, so they all have disadvantage.
And it's all elemental HP, right?
And it's all elemental HP and AC.
Would they get attack of opportunity against something they can't actually see?
They can feel something going past. That's why they have disadvantage.
Right. So it's like they feel a breeze and they're like,
and they can swipe at it, basically.
I normally just attack the wind when it.
Could she go in?
This is not the wind. Yeah, this is like a form.
Would the dimension door still be there? could she
no,
go in?
Dimension no, door is like an instant transportation. It's like a portal spell. So we're going to have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 attacks of opportunity.
Oh, they're gone.
With disadvantage.
While this is happening, can I just be like, 1, 2, 3.
Elora, where is Elora?
I swear.
Right, let's do Ezekai. Let's do Ezekai first. He's not particularly melee based. With disadvantage, that's a good thing. I rolled a natural 20 and a 5. Ooh. So that's a 13 to hit.
Nope.
So he swings to miss with the quarter staff he's holding. He's like, something's here. Something is broken into my quarters. Just screams. Now we have a lot of attacks from these white Abishai with these long swords that they're wielding. So first one, we've got to make 6 of these. 19.
Yep.
Okay, let's just count however many hit.
What so kind of damage is it?
This will all be slashing damage.
Okay.
It is magical.
Okay.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more to make. So next one, that is only a 9.
Nope.
Next one is a 15.
Just.
So 2 have hit.
What, does it? No, you've got 17.
It's 15. It's not my AC.
Yeah, it's the elemental's AC.
Oh.
Next one's a miss. Oh. 2 more. 17 plus 6, that's going to hit. That's 23. One more.
So 3 so far.
So 3 hits.
3 hits.
So you take.
Not bad.
They just do 200 damage.
This is so bad. Oh my god. Rolled 3d8. Rolled a 1 on every single one.
Oh.
So 4, 8, 12, 6 points of damage, because I'm assuming you half it.
Well, it's not.
Oh, it's magical. So yeah, so you take 12 points of damage. They kind of swipe at this creature as it just goes like a whirlwind past them. Invisible cyclone of air. And they're just like, and he's just like, get after it, you fools. So how far did you go?
180 feet.
180 feet away. But from this point, so you're 180 feet from here. So let's subtract this. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45. So you are 100 and...
It's over there somewhere.
35 feet.
Way off the table.
Yeah. You're 135 feet away from the captain's quarters. So that would go 5, 10, 15, 20, 25,
but
30,
am I still invisible, 40. Did you say?
Yeah. 45, 50, okay. 55. Well, they might have a means of tracking that. How much is that?
75.
That's 75?
Just to go off the map that we currently
on. So you're 60 feet off the map we're currently on.
And that's got to be the shop, right?
It's not far away from. It's the shop's maybe like, you know, 200 feet away from the steps or whatever. Or like less than that, like 100 feet away.
Did it, team.
Well done. Inspiring leader.
You guys are here with like tin foil capes and water bottles. Good job, team.
Did I get my badge yet?
Having a little chocolate medals.
You guys can take a point on the next thing.
Yeah.
You did it. That's a record time.
120 feet. Okay.
Oh, beep. That's 2 minutes.
Awesome. I'm not out of this.
Oh, absolutely you're not. This the blue Abishai spreads his wings and flies 50 feet. So here, can somebody move this guy 50 feet that way?
Sure.
So Tom's going to
told your life was so no end.
He's flying as well. Oh, okay. And he points in a vague direction.
Does he have disadvantage?
Well, he's going to he can't see.
Would he have any idea where
this No, that's the thing is he doesn't know where. So I need to check.
Invisible breeze.
Yeah. The wind.
It's the gust of wind.
It's not a breeze. I keep telling you is this. It's a huge whirlwind.
Is there anything below?
But I can go through 1-inch spaces. So
it doesn't say I have to be able to see it to dispel it. It says choose one creature, object or magical effect within range.
Mm. Is she within range?
Is it within range?
120 feet range from his point. He's still within range. And he will cast it at 4th level. So the invisibility vanishes on Elora. Oh,
so I'm still an air elemental.
You're still an air elemental. You're still flying. But he like reaches up. And then he cancels it. And then just this kind of like boof in the air as the elemental reappears. But you can just activate the ring next turn. But it's just...
Can they see that?
The immediate effect. I think that... Alzra and Reynard and Blap were the ones looking outside. So you see this kind of mild distortion in the air and then suddenly air elemental and this other like blue thing flapping its wings, flying like...
That's the greatest horror, suddenly tornado.
But there's sharks in it.
Oh, yeah. Just imagine that. You're just walking along as normal.
Do we know that Tornado's suddenly there? Do we know that he's there?
She's gone.
Underspell it. I don't want to see it.
I don't see it. I can't get blown away by it.
So he was up here. He can go 80 feet.
Is this the Shadow Shank 10, guy? 15, what was he called? 20,
25, Shadow 30, Shank. 45, 40, 45, 50, 50,
Shadow Claw.
65, 70, 75, 80.
Dark Dagger.
These guys all go 80 feet as well, but that's still not enough to catch you. So it goes back to Elora's initiative, and then I think, like, if you guys want to roll, we'll add you in. Depends on what you do. So you turn invisible again.
180!
And then are you just going to go straight ahead?
No. I'm going to... Is there a way that... How far am I from the shop?
100 feet.
Like 100 feet, but I'm not invisible. And I am invisible.
You can turn invisible as an action. Now, don't remember if it's an action to activate the ring.
So I can still move 90 feet?
Yeah. But you can still get to the shop, I'd say.
I was counting single digits then.
What do you mean?
One, two.
You can get to the shop.
Can they see this? They can see the shop from here, though.
Yeah, but you're invisible.
Well, once we complete the mission, we've got free passage through.
Yeah, I want to change the direction that because he's obviously seen me going in a certain direction.
So you're going to try and divert off.
Like divert.
Okay, make a stealth check for me with advantage.
21.
Why am I rolling with advantage? 21, you say. Okay. He's looking around. And just starts scanning the area. You vanish 90 feet in like a side direction. He flies over and starts looking around. He sees like a couple of hapless looking devils kind of like carrying something, and just from his finger, chains of lightning just and fry the devils instantly. He just is like, find them.
God, it was just bounce, right?
You've been just sat here for ages.
Sipping in that shop window.
Some devil stood there like John Travolta, like, and then they get fried.
Yeah, quite literally. At this point, we're going to drop out of initiative. However, the entire Ironclad is quickly brought onto alert.
Oh, shit.
You don't necessarily hear what they say, but they begin searching the entire place. You hear a report. It very quickly comes out of a description of Elora, because he did see you. The Shadowclaw saw you for an instant. And a description of Elora is given, and they begin scouring the Ironclad, looking for anything out of place.
Thanks for your
assistance. How are you guys... What are you guys going to do? And how are you going to handle it?
I can make a noise. Ask Alucarian behind us.
You ask Alucarian?
Yeah. We've done your work.
Because we've done
so
your work.
So you turn to him as this search is being organised outside his shop.
We put the scroll there. The scroll's been put... I don't know if you noticed.
When you summon him, so he appears from his mirror again. Like, you kind of send... You tail Black or somebody, like, go tell him we're done. And it takes him a few minutes as Elora, what do? While they're in the shop having a conversation, you're invisible as an air elemental. And you begin seeing them fanning out, searching.
Slight hiccup. So glad
you can I invisibly go to the shop, but then can I get into the shop when I'm
The elemental tubing. You're a large creature, right? Okay.
Just you guys looking through the window.
Can I go somewhere close by?
There's a bunch of places. You could head down into the lower deck, which is there are lower decks of the ship that you can go into.
Are we we're not on the ship?
No.
You're on the top, yeah. This whole thing is the ship. Ironclad is the ship. Do you guys need a minute?
It's okay, I'm just, Horus, like, gonna die.
It's alright, it's fine.
Devils. It's okay. I can't not laugh when Rhiannon laughs.
I'm not gonna heal you next time.
Just give up Cam Sol.
It's alright.
Oh, God.
I'm not gonna get
Cam and be like, Cam, it's just
there is Cam. The lower decks, there are also the three steam stacks which have been turned into smithies.
Is there anywhere near the shop that is, like, discreet enough?
I could try and hide behind some, like, big crates of things and...
It's... Mostly
an open deck.
I know, but it's mostly so that... Fuck you all!
Sorry. Come on, don't say it.
I'm fine. I'm zen. I can't
help myself.
She's crying.
I'm waiting to hear what's going on.
It's just when I imagine Reynard and Ulster just looking through the window.
Just doing shit all.
Oh. And the three bone guys.
Four bone guys.
From
four
either, like, every angle of the window.
Oh, that's a good scene. So, if you're looking for somewhere discreet, the only place...
I just want to, basically, it's somewhere that I want to just drop elemental but alter self to look like someone else.
You could try and head lower decks. That's probably the best place to do that.
Okay, fine, I'll do that. But now I'm really separated from these guys.
You make your way, you kind of fly down and you find like a quiet, what appears to be some sort of storeroom. You can see that there are rows, racks of weapons and armor and shields that have been stored here for the legions. It looks like part of a barracks armory. But there is one devil on the door, but you kind of breeze past like mist.
I don't want to... I want to get back to these guys like more than anything, so... Mm.
If you want a quiet place to hide, then you could just go into the shop and try and do that. But the elemental form, you'll have to drop outside.
That's the thing. Are people going to see it as I go in?
You can drop elemental form and remain invisible.
Okay, I'll do that and then go inside and then alter self.
Okay. So you, as you are stepping inside, you find a scene where Alucarion is kind of gathered. He's kind of standing before all of you. And... he kind of looks. He's like, oh, well, that was fast. Mm-hmm. Although you do seem to have caused a bit of a stir. Interesting.
Fuck off, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Good job.
We're really efficient.
Thank you.
If you require anything else, you're more than welcome to it.
The terms of the contract said that we have safe passage. You need to hide us from these forces.
No, I believe that the terms of the contract were that you can use my master to avoid confrontation within here. I can't protect you from Ezekai's wrath if you've broken into his quarters.
You said safe passage for a week.
I don't believe that was exactly the expressed terms. It was, I would provide you from being hassled with, I believe. It's not my fault that you've gone and caused such a commotion to draw the captain's ire out. I told you to be quiet.
We are being very hassled right now. Do you want to debate the terms of hassled? I feel very hassled.
I don't need to. You are welcome. You are free from... If anybody hassles you, you can give the name of my master Lorcan. That's what I agreed, that I would provide you with a name that would protect you, but...
Shall I give them the name of Master Lorcan then?
Well, you would be breaking the terms of the contract, would you not?
The contract is complete.
Is it? There's still a week left of your protection, I believe.
That was the reward for the contract.
It's part of the deal.
Devil.
Until you leave the Ironclad, if you give my name in accordance to what you've done regarding the scroll, that breaks the term of the contract. But you are more than welcome to invoke the name of Lorcan, and if any other devils give you any trouble based on your being mortal here... But the captain, I mean, if he wants to arrest you for breaking into his quarters, I don't see why that should be my responsibility.
Look, we don't want... We got heat, right? Mm. We don't want to be here. We don't want to...
That's when you basically step in and then you immediately alter self. What do you change yourself to look like? And can you change your clothes?
I can change my whole appearance, I think. I don't know.
Alter self is just your physical body. I think it includes clothes. Disguise self does.
Cool. So, fuck either way then.
Oh, we are in heat. We're not in heat.
You might be.
We're in trouble. We've done a bad. And
really?
We don't want all
this
of that.
I suggested that you were more clandestine.
Well, I don't
Where were you?
I don't...
Sorry?
Where were you?
We
would have got you in more trouble. Oh, are you here?
Now my entire...
She just...
Yes! Oof. Now everybody is looking for me.
Yeah, and they're going to come...
Specifically me.
Here. Can you help us?
I mean, the rest of you should be fine then. You can move about the Ironclad as necessary.
It doesn't matter either way. The deal was pointless. He's not going to honour his end.
Great, so that was pointless, and now everybody's looking for someone with my description, and I have no real way of hiding that.
I believe that the exact terms, you are more than welcome to move around. You can If anybody gives you any hassle, like you did when you first arrived, you're free to invoke their name. The difficulty will be for your friend here, who has been spotted. And I said that if you caused a commotion, if you engaged others, if you invoked their wrath, I wouldn't be able to protect you.
He's you can right. stay invisible. You will be fine.
Some things can see through invisible. He dispelled it a second ago.
Yes, he dispelled it, so we can give him a wide berth. It is still better than nothing.
I need a change of clothes.
Well,
Blip. Blap.
Yeah.
Can you find me some new clothes?
They glance to Alucarion, but Blap kind of grins. It's like, well, technically we're under your service until the end of the contract's fulfilled, and providing material objects is part of that. And you see Alucarion's just like, very clever, Blap. And he's like, sure, what do you want, princess?
Why do I not trust them anymore?
I think...
No, I'm screwing him.
Yeah, they're
yeah, we're screwing this guy. Okay.
They're ours for a week.
Can you get me some different clothes?
Sure. Any preference?
Something maybe like what Azra is wearing.
Yes, black. So much black.
Sure. We can just something black that fits in with the hells. Come on, Blip.
It'll look great.
Okay.
Oh, those little dastardly imps. What are they like?
What are they like?
You seem to be learning very well.
Yes, oh yes, most certainly. Well, yeah. You are more than welcome to stay here if you intend to buy something or if you want to make any arrangements. If you do have a complaint, you could speak with Lorcan, I suppose, but I don't imagine he'll be very forgiving. He's worse than I am.
Oh, you're so lovely.
Thank you, my dear boy.
Since we are here, I would like some information.
We can make a deal for it.
May I ask my questions first, and then you can tell me the deal?
Sure. Of course.
I'm looking for Lulu the Holophant and the Ledgers of Zarlan Runescourge.
I might know something.
What is your deal?
Mm. Oh, it's so interesting. You're so keen to make one after our first one. How interesting. I suppose you don't really have any choice, do you? It's not like you have anybody else you can turn to. How about...
Actually, we do have another person that we could turn to.
Who would help the bunch of mortals apart from myself? You're lucky that I helped you.
We have the service of an Erinys.
When you say Erinys, it's like this devil shits himself. You watch as his eyes go wide and he tries to hold it in and his tail flicks. It's like, you're insane. You wouldn't deal with an Erinys. Brutes, they'll slaughter you. They'll turn your insides to outsides. They're nothing more than warmongering beasts.
So oh, she promised goodness. One question for free?
Or one service for free, actually. Mm.
If you wish to go get yourselves killed by one of the war maidens of Asmodeus, be my guest. I won't be dealing with them, and Lorcan certainly won't either. Ugh, horrid things.
It's very rude.
You haven't met them. Not like I know them, or Lorcan knows them. Ugh.
They're very nice, actually.
Well, if that's what you wish, fine. If you
to
want to make
fair, you do think it, that everyone is very nice,
especially here.
As you're talking, a legion of armored-looking devils begins stomping outside, and one of the Abishai.
I'll go invisible.
Yeah, because you see the devils pass. You just one of the white Abishai.
I'm gonna hide.
Yeah.
Okay, make stealth checks then.
Pass without a trace.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nope, it's gone.
I'll stay here.
Can I cast it?
To hide?
I mean, you're hiding. You can't hide and cast an action.
We don't know us. Yeah, I'm also staying. Whatever.
Hey, girl.
Hey!
Stealth check. Stealth check from Chuto as well.
Oh, dear.
Five.
Oh, how are you so bad at stealth?
I've never been good at stealth.
That's crazy.
My performance and persuasion is plus 13. My stealth is plus 3. Level 1 rogue.
Okay.
16.
The Abishai kind of like pops his head in and like looks around. Juto, you've managed to kind of throw yourself into like a part of this weird shop behind some sort of like clothing rack or something like that, filled with arcane, mystical looking robes as you kind of throw yourself in. Cam, you kind of try and duck into the side as well behind like a large armoire. But part of you, like, your gut is kind of sticking out from the side, and the Abishai, like, looks around, snarls, like, incubus, where, there? And he points towards the armoire. And you see the incubus is like, no, my dear friend, there's no one here, unless you wish to trouble my master.
What do you mean?
I have a number of mortals who are currently under Lorcan's protection.
If they are the ones that are causing trouble for the captain, you will be flayed, incubus.
I can assure you that if you find the one that has caused trouble for the captain, then they are not technically under my protection. This one, however, is. So, goodbye.
Isaac, I will hear of this.
Pulls itself away. Ugh. Alucarion just kind of sweeps his hair out of the face. There! Deal honored, I believe.
I think they spotted you, Reynard.
I mean, they don't know me.
Huh?
They don't know me.
Yes, because you did nothing.
Didn't do nothing. I tactically did.
You did nothing!
Didn't Voice interfere. From the nothing.
Thanks, though.
Please, can you have your personal argument somewhere else? If you want my information, things. No, I don't know. I'm going to need to go and speak with Lorcan. Oh, you're more trouble than you're worth. Go deal with your Aeronice. I don't want to have any part to do with you. I'll have my protection for the week, as we agreed.
Can we wait here while the troops tire themselves out?
No. I just mentioned Lorcan and they should keep you safe. As long as they don't see the elf princess, you should be fine.
I'm waiting for a blip and blap.
They'll find you.
Great.
Let us leave.
If you're ever in the surface, I should introduce you to Evandra.
No, I don't want to meet your... Ugh. Go on, get out.
Bye.
Yeah. All right. Well.
You guys make your way out?
Yeah.
You leave to a commotion. Devils... chained mortals are being dragged and pulled around. Everybody's desperately looking for a blue elf in an outfit matching Alora's. There is a couple of people who are like, when they see Cam and Juto, the devils approach you in a violent looking manner, but they seem to kind of see something, or then they back off like they've heard something and just leave you alone. At least temporarily.
Yeah. God, I love this place. Alrighty.
So.
Plan number two.
Plan two. What have we gained? Let's recap first. What have we done so far?
Survived.
Right, but have we got any information at all?
Yeah.
Yeah?
None of these devils drink wine.
True. No, they don't. Where's Trell?
His contract is with Zariel.
It was. It might not be anymore.
Okay. Which one's Zariel?
The big bad.
She's the ruler of this hell.
Perfect. Perfect.
It's plain, right?
Perfect. Where's she? Let's just talk to her, say hey. Please, have him back.
I wish it was that easy.
Okay.
My next question is, where are you guys going? Right now you're on the open deck of the Ironclad, this big, tall Ironclad. There are these three big steam stacks. There are ramshackle buildings, but they almost look like shelters where you can see devils inside. Not sleeping, but kind of resting.
Is there anywhere quiet to go?
Or? You know what we should do, guys?
Uh-huh.
I mean, everywhere you go, there are devils. If you're looking for an empty space, you probably have to start looking lower decks.
I don't think this boat's going anywhere.
No.
No, it's grounded.
Yeah.
I think we should leave it.
Right.
You do realise as soon as we leave it, we are no longer under the protection.
Were you waiting for the boat to leave?
Camels.
Well, I'm not under, any water. I'm not under his protection regardless now, so...
Yeah. So, what's plan two?
We could always find an altar of Asmodeus and summon the Irenaeus.
Okay, well, what does that look like?
Reynard.
It's like he's gone insane.
Has your
and just
years
forgotten everything.
As a leader made you stupid?
I don't know what Asmodeus' symbol looks like.
You just look at the man I used to know
right.
was a lot smarter than this.
Like,
what has happened to you?
The symbol was there though, I didn't see that. I was in a shop the entire time.
It's all around us.
Is it?
I mean, you definitely have seen it on emblazoned on the armor plates of the devils and
oh, it's all over there as well, okay.
It's on everything.
It's pretty much on everything, yeah.
The flags?
He's the god of the entire realm.
The god of the whole hell.
But have people got like face tattoos for that on or stuff? Like,
probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, so I really couldn't miss
I haven't
it.
Seen all these guys walk past like,
on their black like, brands on their foreheads, like these devils, like
banners, like, what do we want? Asmodeus!
I don't know
what it is. I didn't realize the symbol was just everywhere. I thought it was like that one altar.
Blap and blip pop back into existence. They are holding a pile of black-grey clothes. There is a mixture of, like, metal plates and bits of, like, spikes on some of the pieces. Cool. It looks very Mad Max. It's, like, cool. A very Mad Max-style outfit. Hey, we can't see where the princess is, but this is the stuff. We got it.
Thanks.
Take it.
Oh! I'm so used to being the invisible one that being around invisible people is really weird.
Mm.
Yeah, it's really weird.
I like you guys.
Hey, we like you guys too. It's a shame that, you know, once you leave here, that's it. You're dead to us.
Yeah.
Do either of you know
yeah.
who Lulu the Holophant is or where the ledges of Zarlan Runescourge are?
No.
Okay.
Sweetheart, we're pretty dumb.
Don't call me sweetheart.
Why?
Do you know anyone who would know?
Alcarion.
He doesn't like us anymore.
Yep, that's pretty, yep, probably. Ezekai, the captain, probably would.
That's he accurate. Doesn't like us at all.
Oh, that's two for two. Do you guys know anybody? You know any more devils?
What's,
know
you.
That's not very useful. We're imps. So, you know how on your realm you have people? And then, I don't know, like, what do you call those things that walk around on four legs with the tails?
Cam Buckland.
Rabbits? Cats?
Sure, horses. Those things.
Dogs.
You got them, right?
Hippocrates.
What's an animal below them?
Below what? We said, like, 10 animals.
Rat.
Insect.
All right, what's below that?
Below a rat.
Fly.
We're like flies.
Oh.
We're the fly equivalents. We're the bottom of the rung. Well, not the bottom of the rung. That's lemurs, but...
Worms?
Don't sell yourself short, guys.
We are worms! You got there.
That's all I want. That's all I want.
Set it up. Yeah. We are worms.
Lemurs.
Yeah, lemurs.
Yeah. No, lemurs are too nice.
No, what are you talking about? The weird people jellies? No, oh, they're gross.
We're talking about different things.
Oh, we're talking about hell lemurs.
Oh.
Lemurs. Lemurs? Lemurs. I don't know how you pronounce it. I say lemur.
Where
can
am
I see one?
I mean, you probably will at some point. They're gross.
Sounds great.
Blip, blap.
Yeah.
Outside of the ironclad, where can we go?
I don't know. It's pretty much a blasted wasteland of dust and fire and lava and blood. I mean, you got the Iron Tower, but that's days away. I don't know. Tiamat's prison?
That's not good, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So this is
I work with Alucarion. Like, I don't explore. I mean, there's loads of places, but I don't know how you guys get there.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess should we go lower deck?
I mean, yeah, it's pretty quiet because a lot of the army's out, so we can get the Legion down there. It's nice and quiet.
Could try and make a friend.
We've been really good at that so far.
But someone who isn't going to try and
I don't think that exists here. But
there's
got to
be someone who doesn't want to take
friends
our stuff.
Mean
there are some mortals around, but they don't tend to hang around the Ironclad very long. You guys need to get away from here if that's what you want.
Yeah.
There's a couple of like crazy traders. There's always mortals around, traveling around the hells, doing up to something.
One of those.
Yeah, well, we need to find someone who's not going to try and steal our souls.
Why are we
preferably?
Why don't we just?
Not yet, anyway.
Why don't we just ask? The Uranice.
Because she's probably still going to try and take our souls. And if
the look on Alakari's face meant anything, then if he's scared of it, then we should definitely be scared of it.
She said she would make one service for free, and then we would have to make a deal.
She did, but also we can't trust anything.
We can trust the deals as long as we word them correctly.
Yeah. Devils are bound by their law. That's why Alucarion had to protect your friend when they came looking for him. There's a limit, right? Think of it this way. When a devil makes a contract here in Avernus, it's kind of binding, just through words, because Asmodeus knows about it, right? So if you make a deal and a devil goes back on it, that makes Asmodeus look bad. He doesn't like that. So there's always this limit where a devil has to weigh up whether keeping to a contract is better or worse for him. And normally they'll break the contract. They'll basically say, all right, our contract's null and void, no more. You don't owe me nothing. I don't owe you nothing. We're good. Bye. And then he'd rather do that than say die. But up until while that contract holds, yeah, devils, they'll stick to their word. They're just, we're tricksy. We're guys, you know? We're a little bit wee.
What we need.
Hey.
I like you mortals. You're dumb.
What we need is...
Make me feel smart.
We need smart in right. order to get a devil in a deal that they can't back out of to help us get to where we want to go under the threat of Asmodeus breaking that.
Then you probably want somebody who's very loyal to Asmodeus. Somebody who wouldn't want to piss him off.
Someone close.
So would an Irenaeus of Zariel fit the bill?
Maybe. You have to ask. Like... Sometimes the Irenaeus are pretty tricky, but a lot of them are they're like soldiers. They're soldiers first, you know? They're the first soldiers of the Hells. They were angels once, if that helps.
Interesting. But I assume that they now hate angels and are evil in all ways.
I mean, the same way that we're all evil, you know? Look at me. I'm black. You think I'm evil? The answer is yes, I am evil. But look at me, I'm a guy. We can work together.
I still didn't want to offend him.
Right? You guys trust old Black?
I think everyone's evil.
This is my problem.
I think it's
is that when he confronted me about it, I didn't want to say that.
Because you're too nice. You're good. You're a good egg.
Don't touch me.
It would take a lot to offend
him. I'm at my limit today. It would take a lot to offend him, wouldn't it? But I still felt.
Yeah, I don't get offended. You can't offend me. I love offensive things. In fact, I want to hear you be offensive. Because then it's like you're a little bit more evil. A little tempted. Listen, if you can contact an Irenaeus, if you guys are stuck, hey, it's worth a try.
Why don't you call him a flying pus bag?
You're a flying pus bag.
Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so good. I can smell it.
I was too happy with myself after I said it, and it just...
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's good. It's nice. It feels good not being good all the time. You should stop worrying about being good and just do what feels right.
You did feel guilty as well, didn't you?
See, this guy gets it. I like this.
I think I got all of my anger out.
You want some more boozy booze?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm starting to get a headache. And honestly...
No more booze. Not while in the furnace.
Got me...
But I'm sorry, you got
to the door. That got us out of that situation. Tell me it didn't.
It didn't!
It fixed the problem.
It caused me a problem instead of you.
Until I get evidence otherwise, I fixed the situation.
Good. So what are we doing?
How long would it take for her to message me back?
Oh, yeah.
She said that if you speak her name at an altar, she'll just appear.
No, not her in the...
Silverus.
Silverus.
Yeah. Probably 24 hours. Great. She'll need to rest.
Do we want to find somewhere that we can rest? Or do we want to find a way off? How long would it take to get off of the ship?
The ship, not far, but... I mean, he points at the blasted wasteland that just stretches out, like... I don't know where you'd go, like... Things are pretty far from here. You're gonna need some transport. You're gonna need,
Where can we get a transport?
I mean, some of the war legions, they've got war machines down in the
We're hole. In Mad Max, friends!
Lower deck. Let's go steal one.
Ooh, I mean, okay, yeah, you can try.
We're in hell. This is what we do here.
By all means, what's gonna happen, it's more that it's guarded.
Yeah, but that was guarded and we got right in.
Well, we've got Lorcan's protection anyway. right? We just go down there.
Yeah, just remember, if he caused trouble, that's you know, you don't get it anymore.
Just say Lorcan wants this.
Maybe.
Take it.
That could work.
But what do we do when we get it?
Drive.
Where?
Away from the devil.
You need to know where you're going. How? You don't want to drive into a meteor swarm or a toxic cloud or, you know, a volcano or nothing.
No, I don't want to do it. I don't want any of those
Black
things.
Black reappears, holds out like a bottle of whiskey.
Hey, no worries. Don't worry about it.
Are there any altars of Asmodeus around here?
What, here? Yeah, there's one just down in the lower deck. I can take you there now.
That's Mad the Max credit.
Clothes.
No.
We have two options. We could either rest and wait for
Silvera
to reply to my message. I asked for her for more help. Or we can summon the Irenes.
We may as well take the free help while we got it.
In which case, we shall need to rest.
Why not?
Raynor was suggesting getting the Irenes.
Yeah.
That's what Raynor was suggesting.
Okay, sorry.
Why don't we, as part of a deal
great.
Of some kind, offer the war machine in place of something, like information, and we steal the war machine for them.
Wait, what?
For the Irenes.
Oh.
For the Irenes.
She can fly.
She doesn't need one.
You look cooler in a war... She can
Black,
have some use
Black will take you to an altar or to somewhere to rest. You just need to tell me which of those two things you want to do instead of trying to add in a third complicated option of...
I'd like to point out
But
that,
what yeah. if... Yeah. This is a classic high rollers thing of like, right, we're going to do these one of these two things, and then someone will go, but what if we do this thing?
What if you combine all the options?
I vote rest, but...
Yeah, I'm fine
because
with rest.
Because that is technically free information.
Yeah.
Rather than free with strings attached.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to try and find someone to take an 8-hour rest. Black will take you to... It's probably... There is piles of bones and half of a carcass of some sort of demonic creature, but that seems to be keeping a lot of other things away.
Alzra
is in there already.
The cat's curling up.
I'm a bedrock.
Black will basically be like, all right, you guys should be here for a little while. I'm gonna close the door, and I'll be on the other side, invisible. If I hear anybody coming, I'll let you know.
Thank you.
Technically, this is just part of the deal. Don't thank me.
Thanks, man.
The door shuts, and you guys try to rest. Sleep is not very possible. There are noises, banging, clanging, screaming. Snarls, screams. But you can rest for 8 hours.
Okay.
Which means you get a long rest. At the end of which, you just get a very short and very sad message of, told you all I can, still researching. You asked for, like, how to make deals with devils as well. Mm. 7. Deals are tricky.
Getting up.
Be specific. Avoid cunning devils. That's 8, 15. I've got 10 words left.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, yep.
Bye bye.
Just trying to think what she would try and advise you to do.
Good luck. Please do not die.
She probably would say, Irenes may be okay. Don't trust succubi. Mm. Or Tiamat. Silvera.
Okay.
Can I drink myself to sleep?
Sure. I'm assuming you do that in your 8 hours.
I do that anyway.
Yeah, you do that in the 8 hours. That's your version of a long rest.
Right.
Sure.
I wake up with a hangover.
You wake up with a hangover and... like, something's wrong. Like, Evandra's trying to tell you something. Oh. But you're not sure. It's hard. You don't really hear words. You just feel this kind of wrongness.
My hit points keep resetting back to 1 every time I take a long rest.
I'm trying to tell you something. But yeah, there you go. There's your message. You can send another 25 words back. And then
thanks
another
for
day,
nothing.
We are boned.
She can only give you what information she has. She's already given you the two best leads she has.
I guess there's nothing really we can say back to her.
No.
I mean, I'm also, like, there's no way that she can really provide help apart from the sending spell. Like, she can just send you answers to questions, really.
Yep. It's fine. All right. Cool. It's cool. Sweet. Thanks. I will relay that to everyone.
You already set up, then.
Let's find us an altar to the big guy.
Takes you to the back of the ironclad, where there is a small shrine to Asmodeus, actually. It's a large room, but the shrine is quite small. A few devils kind of cast their eyes over to you, an ice devil, a chain devil like the ones you met when you first arrived, but they kind of just watch you as you move in and then just kind of slink past. And as you reach the altar, like, you can see that this one is the same kind of nine-spoked wheel, but rather than a chalice, this one has just a big skull on the front of it, with ruby eyes.
Nice.
This is a symbol of Asmodeus.
Yeah, no, we retconned all of that, I think.
I retconned that too.
Did.
Yeah. do you want
to... We need to be smart.
Right.
We need to think about the smaller details.
Mm-hmm. But, well, I mean, this one is just free information, right?
The first question.
It's always gonna...
So we need to make sure the first question, we get as much information as we can.
Nothing's free.
So should we,
We did start a little bit later, so I'm gonna go for another 10, 15 minutes.
Say that again.
Should we just gag this guy?
Yes, it could be a good idea.
Yeah.
You are learning fast.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
We're gagging this guy.
You gag him?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, does Cambuckton resist?
Yeah.
Okay. Strength or dex checks opposed? So, both. Juto, you can make one as well, because I'm assuming you're both trying to do this.
Strength, just a check?
Dex or strength?
12.
Oh, I will use dex then.
12 to beat.
12.
So a saving throw or just add
Just add D20 plus your dex.
14.
What'd you get, Cam? 12.
12.
I got 12.
12. So between the two of them, they like pin your arm behind your back.
No!
And you get ganged.
Buckland, behave yourself.
Sorry, it's
necessary.
God. I mean, your hands are still behind you. Alzra is holding your hands.
I'm putting two fingers out. I'm not bad.
Alzra is the only one who sees
it. I'm muffling some, like, expletives to myself.
Okay, so we were told to find Lulu the Hollyphant.
Lulu the Hollyphant.
I'm still
and the Ledgers of Zarlan Runescourge.
Yeah, you've got the outfit, okay. And you changed yourself to look demonic.
We can make that one question, I just really changed myself to look like a human.
Just a
like
human.
Just a regular...
Dark-haired human.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's a little bit edgy looking.
Okay. You and Alzra look... like sisters.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sisters from another mother.
Devil. Yeah, so you speak, are you going to speak her name?
Yes, Kalissa.
So as you go up and you focus and you picture the Irenis and you speak her name, there is a shifting of heat and temperature. A ring of fire appears on the ground and kind of the ground kind of stretches, pulls up and begins to tear, and this red-skinned hand, or pale, sorry, human flesh can't, like, rips it apart and pulls herself free, these red feathered wings, like, she removes her dark, her kind of iron, black iron helmet and long dark hair spills down her shoulders. Ah, the mortal warriors. I see you decided to take up my offer in the end anyway.
Yeah.
Been having a bit of trouble, have we?
I mean, that's the nature of this plane, is it not?
It is. But I have been keeping a small eye on you as well.
I like to think we've been fitting right in.
You made the mistake of trusting an incubus is the problem. They're cretins. Little cowardly schemers is what they are.
He doesn't like you.
No, they don't. They don't tend to like things that are more powerful than they are. So, how can I help?
Alzra, do you wish to take charge?
Yes, my dear. Is there anything you would like? You seem to be a sturdy sort. Definitely my kind of mortal. Now, I did believe I promised you some information for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we'll discuss.
I'll do everything in my power to answer it to the best of my knowledge. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to put myself at any risk to learn anything new for you.
Couple of things. We're looking for Lulu the Holyphant. Mm-hmm. And the Legends of Zarlan. Rune Scourge.
Yes. I believe I know where both of those things can be found. I can tell you, but it won't do you much good. They're quite far from here. But I could take you to it. To one of them.
Okay.
In terms of information, Lulu the Holophant is a celestial creature, an angelic being. It was once the companion of Zariel the Fallen. But when Zariel fell, she slaughtered much of her angelic companions. But this one she couldn't bring herself to. A little sentimental, perhaps. So she gave it to a warlord of Avernus, who now keeps it as a pet. The warlord is called the Sovereign. He operates the Colosseum. In terms of the ledgers, when Asmodeus rode to power, he bequeathed many of his devilish contracts to his lieutenants and other devils. Now, to keep track of who had gained what, Asmodeus employed the service of a warlock, one of under his employ. That warlock's job was to make a note, make a ledger of who got what contract, and to track those contracts and who they were given to. Now, the book is enchanted with Runescourge's own mind, so it constantly updates itself. It's a very powerful tool if you want to know who owns what soul within Avernus. I know where that is located. It is currently held by a trader at a place called the Souk. That is your free information. But as I mentioned, you will not get very far if you try to go to either of those places alone.
I'm going to unbind Cam.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Now, I hope that you would understand that I have been very forthright in what I said. You will not find me to be like those, like that incubus you dealt with. Always conniving and scheming, using twisted language. No doubt he tried to use his foul tongue to get out of whatever deal you made with him, yes?
Yes.
Yes. Their kind used to be demons, you know. We used to hunt them and kill them. Then Asmodeus became a god, and for whatever reason, he brought them on board. My lord doesn't understand what dangers they possess. Now me, when I prefer to make my deals, I'm very forthright. I will tell you exactly what to expect, and if you go back on it, I'll kill you myself. I don't brooker any back talk or conniving on either of parts. I deal with my problems face to face. So, if you want my help, we can make a deal. No souls. I can't be bothered with all of that.
What is it that you want for payment?
I need a third party to deal with a problem. A problem involving one of your kind, a mortal, here in Avernus.
Here?
Yes.
A mortal?
Yes.
Weird.
A champion. A servant of a being of power. Servant of two beings of power, to be precise. Agree to help me, and I will take you to the places you need, and I will serve you. I will aid you in battle.
What is it you specifically want us to do?
What I want you to do, my dear little human, it's quite simple. I need you to kill a mortal called Arcan the Cruel. And with that, we're going to end today's episode.
What?
Sounds easy, right?
Sorry, Super. What?
It's just Arcan the Cruel.
It's just Arcan the Cruel.
So I just thought you were going to be like Bob. Bob the Midden Cleaner.
Are we getting Joe as a special guest?
No, we're not. No.
So that we can kill his character.
But he is in the new book. Arcan's in Baldur's Gate is sending to Avernus. That's why I'm sending you after him.
I met him!
Joe Magnell is a very intimidating guy.
I want you guys to be the first stream group to kill Arcan the Cripple!
World record!
Thank you guys so much for watching Lightfall, The Descent. I know this was a classic D&D, oh god, what do we do? But it ended up being a fun little chaotic mess of an episode.
Oh god, oh god.
So we'll be back next week for more of this, to see whether the party, you don't have to accept this deal, but if you want to work with Kalisa the Erinese to help kill Arcan and get some help in recovering your friend's soul,
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah. Sure.
Cool.
I like world first.
We'll see you.
See you next time.
Thanks for joining in.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of Lightfall The Descent. Once again, a massive thanks to Wizards of the Coast for making this possible. This series will return next week when we strike a deal with a different kind of demon. We'll see you then.